Well, I think our guys competed pretty hard. I think we can compete harder than we did today, but that's first game stuff. You know, Villanova, you have to take your hat off to them. Jay had those guys ready to play. Dominique Cheek, for a career, has shot 29% from three, and he made about 9 of them tonight. And that kind of opened the floodgates for their team, and they just shot the ball too well. I thought at the half we really gave the game away when we were down 10 and they closed the half 9-0. And we got to get better at those types of things because you can't give a team a 9-0 run at the end of the half.
And, Coach, that was basically what I was going to bring up next, is that run at the half. The Hawks were really competing with Villanova throughout the whole first half. It was a 10-point game late in the half, and then that run basically right before halftime seemed to really put the Hawks in trouble in the second half.
And it definitely did. You know, the run got it started, but the thing that that type of run does is it gives the other team their confidence. And then Malik Waynes hits one, two or three other guys hit one. Now it starts rolling downhill for them. And, but I'm proud of our kids. I'm disappointed for the Monmouth fans that drove down. But you can take this from me. We are going to continue to work. We're going to get better. The Hawks are going to make some noise this year.
Hey, Coach, real quick, I want to bring up the play of some of the younger players. It was early on. You put some of these freshmen right into the game early on, threw them right into the fire. Looked as though Austin Tillotson, Andrew Nicholas, they played well. Michael Harris with some nice moves on an all Big East player in Yaru. What did you think of the young players tonight?
I thought they did an outstanding job, and I think if our older guys would have shown them the way a little bit, maybe we could have done better. So I'm very proud of the freshmen. It's tough being your first game playing against Villanova on the road, but I'm proud of all the kids. I'm disappointed just because I didn't think they were this much better than us, but they got on the road tonight and they were that much better than us.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you taking the time to join us post-game. We look forward to this every game.
You guys know I'll be here rain, win, lose, whatever. I'm excited to be here. We're going to continue to work and we're going to get a lot better. And I definitely want to say hello to my wife, Summer, who's at home. Babe, your husband took it on the chin tonight, but I'll be home to see you. Please don't have that baby before I get home.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks,
have a safe trip back tonight.
All right. Thank you, guys.
That's Monmouth University head men's basketball coach, King Rice. This is his first game as a head coach. And Steve, real quick before we take a timeout and wrap things up, not terribly disappointed in the way the team played tonight. And I would be in agreement with him that they fought well for long stretches in this game.
And that's something that we talked about throughout the broadcast, Eddie, is that he wants his guys to compete. And I think he'd be a lot more disappointed in the outcome of this game if Monmouth lost by 40 but didn't compete. You know, and that's the attitude that he's going to take, is that he's not going to back down from any team. So instead of walking it up against Villanova or instead of walking it up against North Carolina, he's going to play his style and he's going to keep going at teams. You know, he's not going to back down. He's going to keep going. And sooner or later, these guys are going to take his personality and get some wins.
We'll take a couple of minute timeout now. We will wrap things up from the pavilion shortly. We are going to wait for our final statistics. We want to let everyone know, again, leading scores. The next broadcast that we would like to keep everyone, again, informed of. Tomorrow, the Monmouth football team takes on Albany 12 noon at Kessler Field. Myself, Matt Harmon, will be on the broadcast for that. Frank, we're going to step out 2 minutes and bring it back. Steve and I will wrap things up courtside here at the Pavilion on the campus of Villanova University. Again, the Hawks fall to the Wildcats 106-70, and you listen to it right here on the Shore Sports Network.
IHOP, a family restaurant, is celebrating over 50 years of goodness. You'll enjoy breakfast, lunch, and dinner with experienced chefs, friendly managers, and great food. What else could you want for a great dining experience? Stop in and visit before or after your high school football game. IHOP in Toms River at 178 Route 37 East, at 941 Route 37 West, or on Route 72 in Manahawkin in the Stafford Square Mall. IHOP. Come hungry, leave happy.
New vehicles do more than just move us.
They keep us connected.
They keep us on the right road.
Find a Bridgestone tire retailer.
Go 3 miles to...
Get the best prices of the season today on Bridgestone Tires.
The Bridgestone Tire Sale ends soon.
Let the tire experts at Bayville Auto Care make sure you're safe for the upcoming winter driving season. Stop by and see them today on Route 9 in Bayville and save $35 off any set of Bridgestone tires. Bayville Auto Care, expert repairs with personal service.
Are you looking for Ocean County's one-stop outdoor resource? Look no further than the Jersey Paddler in Brick. All your favorite gear, hiking boots, dry suits, outdoor clothing, camping equipment, and more from the biggest names in the business. You still have plenty of time to enjoy the outdoors, and the Jersey Paddler in Brick is stocked with everything you need for the outdoor adventure of a lifetime. Visit the Jersey Paddler at the intersection of Route 88 and Route 70 in Brick, and online at jerseypaddler.com. The Jersey Paddler, everything connected with the outdoors.
For the latest and most up-to-date information on Monmouth University athletics, visit the official online home of the Blue and White, GoMUHawks.com. Check out the different features such as the new MU Athletics Virtual Guide, as well as videos, roster stats, and more. And don't forget to sign up for Hawk Vision, live streaming video of select Hawks teams, including every home men's basketball game with audio provided by the Shore Sports Network. Log on and check it all out at the online home of Monmouth University athletics, GoMUHawks.com.
WOBM Lakewood Township, WADB Asbury Park,
a Town Square Media station.
Back here at the Pavilion on the campus of Villanova University, again, the Monmouth Hawks lose to the Wildcats 106-70 to begin the 2011-12 basketball season. Before we get to the final statistics and final wrap up, we'll take a final tour around the Northeast Conference. Other scores currently in progress: Hofstra leads Long Island University 76-53, 4 minutes 55 seconds remaining in the second half. Virginia Commonwealth leads St. Francis, Pennsylvania, only 42-30, 17-20 to go in the second half there. So the Red Flash making a nice little showing for themselves. Central Connecticut State and Yale all tied up at 17, 8 minutes to go in the first half of that game in New Britain. Again, the Pioneers of Sacred Heart defeated Hartford 70-50. Fairfield beat Quinnipiac 72-60. Robert Morris smacked Ryder 83-57. That's an impressive score for the Colonials in this first game of the season. Marquette and Mount St. Mary's just tipped off, and Bryant and San Diego State tip off at 10:30 Eastern time out in San Diego. So, Steve, we now take a look at the final statistics in this contest. Monmouth scored 70. That's almost double what they scored last time these two teams played. However, they did give up 106 as we take a look at the final numbers.
You know, when you analyze each game, you know what? Last year, Monmouth scored 36 and lost by 40. And this year, they scored 70, but they lost by almost 40. So the result is basically the same. But as far as implementing your new identity and establishing your program and stuff, this is what Coach Rice is looking to do. He's looking to be aggressive. He's looking to get up and down the floor. Going over the final stats for the game, Monmouth was 23 of 64 from the field for 35%. They shot 45% in the first half, but only 27 in the second half. 8 of 31 for threes, and 31 threes is definitely a lot of threes to take. But you know what? That's going to happen in a system like this. They're going to get their shots up. They're going to put threes up. Sometimes they're going to go down. Sometimes they're not. They shoot 8 of 31 from 3, 25%. They were 16 of 23 from the line. Villanova was 36 of 66 from the field for 54%, and 12 of 25 from 3 for 48%. And for a team that I thought, Eddie, was probably going to struggle shooting the ball this season, they had some guys step up. Malik Wayans hit threes. He shot 27% last year from three. He stepped up and hit some threes. Dominic Cheek really filled it up tonight. Dominic Cheek finished 9 of 15 from the floor, 5 of 8 from three, and he finished with 27 total points.
And if you look at the big three from Villanova, Steve, Yaru, Wayans, and Cheek, all three of them in double figures. And again, Cheek maybe took that step forward tonight to being that next great player for Villanova. Again, the trio of Hawks in double figures led by Jesse Steele's 12. Deion Nesmith and Phil Waite both had 10. Again, this new up-and-down style the Hawks want to play, they committed the same number of turnovers as Villanova. That's the encouraging thing that you see in this game. Yes, 16 is too many, but for a team that is now getting used to a new style of basketball, they look to be further ahead than I think some people would have expected, especially considering their first opponent is a Big East team that last season was in the second round of the NCAA tournament.
You know, an offensive rebound differential that we talked about earlier today. Monmouth had 11 offensive rebounds. Villanova had 15, so the offensive rebound differential wasn't too big. And Monmouth took 64 total shots, and Villanova took 66, and that's something that I look at. How many more shots is this team getting than you? How many turnovers and offensive rebounds have a lot to do with that? And they only took two more shots. The difference was that Villanova made a lot of them, and Monmouth didn't.
And they'll look to make more of those in the next game. Again, the next broadcast of Monmouth men's basketball on the Shore Sports Network will be Monday, November 14th, when the Hawks visit Virginia Tech in the preseason NIT down in Blacksburg. Tip will be 7 o'clock. On that game, I'll have the call for you right here on the Shore Sports Network. The next Monmouth broadcast on the Shore Sports Network will be tomorrow when the football team hosts Albany at noon at Kessler Field. Myself and Matt Harmon will be on the broadcast for that game. I'll tell you what, it's fun to be back doing this, isn't it?
It was great.
The Hawks fall to Villanova, but they play hard for 40 minutes of basketball, and we'll look to see that again the next game at Virginia Tech. And, Steve, I'd like to thank you for joining me tonight. I look forward to having you along with me on the Shore Sports Network during the season.
Eddie, it was my pleasure. It was great to ring in the new season and be a part of the beginning of the King Rice era, and I'm excited to watch this team improve and hopefully get some wins along the way.
And with that, we will say goodbye from courtside here at the Pavilion on the campus of Villanova University. The Hawks fall to the Wildcats 106-70 in the first game of the 2011-12 Monmouth men's basketball season. Also, we'd like to remind you the Monmouth women's basketball team tips off the season Sunday in the MAC at 3 p.m. when they host UMBC. That game, the first head coaching game in the career of Jenny Palmateer. So we look forward to seeing you at the MAC there and at Kessler Field tomorrow. And we will say a final goodbye from courtside here at the Pavilion. For my broadcast partner, Steve Bazaz, and for Frank Costantino, back in the studios of 1160 AM in Bayville, I'm Eddie Acapinti, thanking you for joining us tonight on the Shore Sports Network and reminding you again, Monmouth football tomorrow at noon, and the Hawks men's basketball team back in action on Monday the 14th, 7 p.m. at Virginia Tech. Again, thank you for everyone. We look forward to you listening to Monmouth men's basketball all season long right here on the Shore Sports Network.